I left the meeting, I got in my car, and I felt like I had been sucker punched. Here's what happened, Podsters. I had a meeting with somebody this week, and I asked them the following question. Tell me what you're hearing out there that you think it will be difficult for me to hear. I wanted to know what people were saying about me in a certain environment. And luckily for me, the person I was meeting with gave it to me straight. Not necessarily what I wanted to hear. And also, I can now manage these perceptions. I can work to turn it around with this particular group and get closer towards my ultimate goal. Think about what had happened if I hadn't asked him. And I was out there thinking everything was hunky-dory, and there was this undercurrent out there that I didn't know anything about. If you are not asking for direct feedback that you know will be difficult to hear, you are doing yourself a disservice, and you could be derailing your career. We're going to jump into this right now. So buckle up. Are you ready to speak up, stand out, and get your seat at the table? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to Unmute Yourself, the podcast where you'll get real-life anecdotes and actionable tools for you to step into your strengths, debunk imposter syndrome, truly know your worth, and show up like you own the room every time. I'm your host, Nancy Medoff, who did the thing and followed my passion for empowering women like you to unleash that inner spark and become who you know you are meant to be. I'm a diehard foodie with a raging Skittles habit who will not stop until women everywhere unmute themselves and truly thrive at work, at home, or wherever you may be. Let's do this. I'm coming in hot, Podsters. I'm coming in hot with a deeper dive this week on something we talked about last week. What we talked about last week was, or is, my three career commandments. And one of those career commandments was, and is, you have got to get feedback from people who don't like you or people who don't want to work with you. And I'm going to qualify that. So if when I say you need to get feedback or you've got to get feedback from people who don't like you, that's always hard to hear because unless you're a total jerk, you kind of want everybody to like you, but they're not going to. And you probably right now, there's someone at work that you don't particularly care for or someone that you have kind of issues with. That's okay. You don't have to like everybody. You do have to be able to work with everybody. So the reason why I feel so passionate about getting feedback from people who don't like you is because if they don't like you, they probably don't want to work with you. And if they don't want to work with you, they have probably made that known. I'm not saying that they're bad people because they probably aren't. They might just not really like working with you. So somebody might say, hey, Mary, I'm going to put you on this project with Nancy. Or, hey, Mary, I'm thinking about Nancy for this project. What do you think? And Mary might say, doesn't matter if Mary is higher up than I am in the organization, equal, lower in the hierarchy, doesn't matter. If Mary says, oh, you know what? Last time I worked with her, I found it a little difficult to move the project along or whatever. That's negative feedback on you. And it's okay. You know, like I said, not everyone's going to like you, nor is everybody going to want to work with you. And as long as you know you did everything you could, you will come out ahead in this situation. Here's what I mean, and here's why I'm bringing this back again this week. After publishing that three career commandments episode, this is what happens, Podsters. This is so odd. Like, I'll come up with a topic, and I'll be like, oh, I don't really know. And then all of a sudden, the universe will throw this topic in my face. So I was speaking with somebody earlier this week, and it came up. I was speaking with somebody yesterday, and it came up. And I was speaking with someone this morning and the same thing came up. And the person I was speaking to this morning is a very senior level executive. And there is someone in the organization that she does not see eye to eye with. Doesn't matter who's right. It does not matter who's right. What matters is that person works for the company. That person has someone's ear. And that person may, on purpose or by mistake, be communicating negative things about you. And you want to try to avoid that if at all possible. So here's what happens when you solicit feedback from people who don't like to work with you. two things can happen. One, they will say something about you that is true and you can address it. And we'll talk about that in a second. That's what I want to call a real issue. Or two, they'll say something that is a perception, and then you can manage the perception. So I have a lot of thoughts on both of these. So buckle up. All right, let's start with the real issue. The real issue is a real issue. Maybe it's, sometimes I find Nancy hard to work with because she just takes over. Okay, I've had to work long and hard in my career to not be the person who takes over. I am sure many of you feel the same thing. Okay, if we're going to have a 35-minute conversation about it, I will just do it. That is not necessarily a very team-oriented approach. So I've learned over my years, just because I can do it faster doesn't mean I would do it better. Just because somebody does it differently does not mean that it's not the right way to do it. So the real issue could be a couple of things. One, it could be a blind spot that you don't know you have. It could be something that you don't think is a big deal that is a big deal. It could be something you're doing or a manner in which you are behaving that was acceptable at your other company or a prior company or a prior team that is not really jiving with your new team members. Constructive feedback, or when somebody tells you something that in an area that they'd like to see you improve, that is not a bad thing. And it is gold, actually, because if you don't address it, it can derail your career. So I remember I've had quite a few people in my career share some tough truths with me. And I'm so grateful they did because, you know, I was walking around thinking everything was fine. And if they hadn't told me that, I would have thought everything was fine and I wouldn't have been able to correct the behavior. So if it's a real issue, you can correct the behavior. The other issue, and this one is, in my opinion, even more difficult to manage. And I'd actually love your feedback on this. Shoot me a note. Let me know which one you think is more difficult. Real issue or perception? So one would think that, oh, it's someone's perception. I can manage that. Oh, that's great. It's not really a problem. I just need to manage that perception, which in theory sounds super easy. However, people's perceptions are their realities. And you can try to manage it all you want. And sometimes their perception is going to be their perception. Something might have happened. You might have said something. You might remind them of someone. You might have gotten a job that they were going for. You might have a particular style or a particular trait within your style that rubs them the wrong way. You get to choose how you want to manage it. Why I think it's a little difficult is because perception is their reality. It's not necessarily reality. So you might perceive me one way. Well, that's not true. That's not true. Doesn't matter if it's true. It's true to them. So for me, it's particularly upsetting because if you want to ding me for something that's true, great. Thank you. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. Yes, I know. You know, I know that sometimes because I'm so passionate about what I do, I can take up all the energy in the room. Or I know that sometimes because I love what I do, I forget that not everybody sees it the same way or whatever the case may be. Those are real great. I'm going to work on that and be a better person. The perception thing, again, to me is that's their perception. That's on them. It doesn't matter if it's on them. At the end of the day, if it's their perception and it's their reality, it's what they're saying about you and it's not true. So you have to change their perception. So there's a few ways you can do this. And we kind of skittled over it. See what I did there? Skittled. If you're watching on YouTube, there's some skittles in the background here. Because as you may or may not know, I am hopelessly addicted to Skittles. I'd like to share something with you all. Someone recommended that I freeze them once, and I thought that was pretty disgusting. And I have to tell you, it's a game changer. Frozen Skittles. Okay? You're welcome. All right. So, perception. There's a few things you can do. You can, one, try to debunk the perception, right? So this could be something like, Hey, Jen, I know you think sometimes that I bulldoze you. And what I want you to understand is I'm so passionate about what I do. Sometimes I need to remember that I can speak excitedly and I can speak quickly. And I never want you to think that I don't value your opinion. If it happens again, can you bring it to my attention? Because I really want to get better at that. Okay, great. Okay, doesn't matter if I'm bulldozing Jen. The fact is, Jen feels like I'm bulldozing Jen, and I don't want her to feel that way. So her perception, right? Her perception because of how she views the world. My perception's different, doesn't matter. Jen, how can I work with you in the future on that? So what I did there was I kind of debunked it a little bit because without saying, I'm not bulldozing you, I said, I know sometimes I can do this, and this is how you can feel. That's not saying that I'm bulldozing you. It's very different. It's saying, I know sometimes because of how I behave, you can feel like I'm bulldozing you. That is not my intention. How, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So one is to do debunk. Two, this one's a biggie. You can have a straight up conversation about it. And that would go something like this. Samantha, you know, I know that we both have really strong personalities and I know we both want this project to be a success. I want to make sure that I'm doing everything I can to move the project forward. So maybe you can think about it and let me know how I can make it easier for you to work with me. Here's a few things. First of all, you're vulnerable, like huge. You're admitting that maybe you could do something different. Doesn't matter if it's true, it's her perception. So that's the first thing. Two, you're admitting the fact that we don't always see eye to eye. And I'm not trying to be your friend. I'm not trying to get you to like me. The end game here is that we move this project forward. What can I do to help move the project forward? Most people during the course of that conversation will be, first of all, blown away that you had the emotional intelligence and the awareness to be able to say that. Two, that you're asking them for feedback about what I can do better. And three, they will respond in kind. So I've had this conversations with people before, you know, hey, I know that last time we worked together didn't go that great. What can I do differently? Tell me how I can make it easier for you to work with me. And 9 times out of 10, they will say, you could do this and this. And now that I think of it, what do you think? What can I do differently? Unless the person is a total jerk, but we're not going to go there. Anyway, they will usually respond in kind and ask you what they can do differently. And that's your opportunity to be honest and say, you know, when you send me something at 4 o'clock and you need it by 9 o'clock the next morning, I don't know if you understand that I have children or I have, you know, other priorities and it's really hard for me to turn it around that quickly. Great. Process improvement. You change the process. Bing, bang, boom. You guys are working better together. And when I talk with people about this and when I coach people on this, inevitably, they will ask the question, which is, well, what do I do if this person just keeps blowing me off? Okay, very frustrating. Yes, it is, because not only do you not agree with this person's perception or evaluation of you, you're going out of your way to try to make things better and they could care less. They're blowing you off. Doesn't matter, again, if they are the same level as you, higher than you, lower than you in the organization, doesn't matter. You're extending an olive branch and they're throwing it in your face. No one ever likes that. Here is the ultimate win in this situation. You've tried to set up time with them, probably more than once or twice. You have done everything in your power so that the two of you can work together. So when and if that person somewhere, somehow says, yeah, you know, I find it hard to work with Nancy because, you know, she has really unrealistic expectations. If that person says this and it comes to your attention, you can say, you know what? I had heard that and I've tried to talk to her a couple times. I don't know if it's me or, you know, I just don't know. But, you know, the 3 times I tried to get time on her calendar, she just didn't respond. So help me, boss. Help me. How can I help her? Who looks like the good guy in this situation? You do, because you've made the effort. You've seen the feedback. You've recognized the feedback. You've accepted the feedback. And you've made an effort to change the situation or the behavior so that the two of you can work together. And if the other person isn't interested, that's out of your hands. So you've just showed your boss that you, all of those things, and that you can take the high road. You've also modeled the behavior for this other person. You know, sometimes Podsters, the real truth is you might have friction with someone and it has nothing to do with you. It could, they could be going through a terrible time in their life. You could remind them of someone. They could feel threatened by you. They could, you could have said something 3 years ago that they remembered that was taken the wrong way. There could be any number of reasons. And in taking the high road, you're saying and showing, I'm mature enough to understand that the business is more important than my personal feelings here. So I'm a grown up and I'm trying to move it forward. And no one can argue with that. Nice little side benefit there is if the person that's blowing you off actually, if it comes out that this person continues to blow you off, I mean, they're not going to look very good, Podsters. And who's going to look great? You are, Podsters. And not only are you going to look great, you're going to feel great because you know you did everything you could. I want to be better. I want to be a better teammate. I want to be a better speaker. I want to be a better coach. I want to be a better partner. I want to be a better friend. And I can't get better unless people tell me how I can get better or how I can work better with them. In my opinion, the worst review that you can get from your boss is when they say, you are doing such a great job, there's really nothing I would change. Come on, there has to be something you would change. There has to be something. You can't grow and you can't be better unless you can see what these blind spots are and you can course correct. And I'll tell you, there have been a few really significant changes to how I behave at work that really made the difference in me enjoying the career that I enjoyed. And I see people who don't want the feedback that, you know, it's everybody else's problem. It's not their problem. This person's out to get me and this person this and this person that, and they stay where they are. They don't have the same career trajectory that I know you do or you will by listening to this podcast, by being you, and by asking for feedback when you don't want to hear it. And the added bonus is the people who are sharing with you what you can do to be better, they're helping you. And it's the people who don't. It's the people who say, no, everything's fine, and then badmouth you to other people. Or the people who say, no, everything's fine, and you can tell everything's not fine, but they're not sharing it with you. That's not helping anyone or doing anybody any good. And it's not moving you, them, or the company forward. So when they give you the feedback, it's an opportunity to take it in. Is it real or is it a perception? Either way, you can manage it. And then to think about that behavior. And is that behavior something that maybe they're right? Maybe they're right. And maybe it's something that you need to get better at. You're appreciative of the feedback and you know it's going to make you better. The end. And that's how I choose to look at it. So, Podsters, that's my message for you this week. We are coming up on spring. I have another guest episode coming up. I have a fantastic wardrobe stylist, and we are going to talk about some really cool statistics behind clothes and confidence, cognitive something. I can't remember the name, what it is. And how you can really, how you show up physically impacts your productivity, your happiness, your confidence, and your success. So Podsters, peace out for now, and I look forward to seeing you next week. That's a wrap, Podsters. And before we go, I ask you, what's one thing from today's episode that you will use this week to unmute yourself? DM me, email me, send a smoke signal, whatever you need to do. Let me know what you're going to do differently. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you know and leave a 5-star review on Apple. This helps me spread our message of empowerment to more people worldwide. Let's do this.